Welcome back. You're here with the Ancestral Doula. Happy New Year. This is our very first show for the new year, 2021. We want to jump into a topic about rituals. We hear about this often. I know I do, that they're doing a ritual, or this is a mass ritual. And a lot of us don't understand how easy it is to be done if you're not aware. So I'm reading from Brother Panic's book, again, The Origins of Occult Civilization. And in his very first chapter is, what is a ritual in the first place? All right, let's dive right on in. Most people, when they hear the word ritual, think of some elaborate practice that involves something evil. The truth is, everyone participates in some form of ritual every day. The Webster's definition of ritual is a formalized, predetermined set of symbolic actions generally performed in a particular environment at a regular, recurring interval. Again, a formalized, predetermined set of symbolic actions generally performed in a particular environment at a regular recurring interval. A ritual is also called stereotype behavior. When you perform any ritual, you expect a result based upon the ritual you have performed. Take, for instance, the ritual of brushing your teeth. Each morning, this is done with the idea of clean teeth and cavity fighting being the end result. There are also rituals done by more than one person at a time. Like your family sitting down to Sunday dinner, and each member may get a turn to talk about what happened to them this past week and things coming up in the near future. The result is the family stays close as a unit, and each is able to support each other's endeavors. There are also rituals done to influence others. On a lower level, you may bring your wife roses once a month, or each Friday, you take her out to dinner and a movie. The result of the ritual is to keep your bond strong between each other. There are also rituals that are done for more advanced purposes. Take Christmas, for example. What you come to know every year as putting up your tree, singing, eggnog, gift giving, snow, and Santa is a ritual to invoke what you call the Christmas spirit. The ritual of Christmas has been done so long, we now call it tradition, which is an inherited pattern of thought or action custom, a specific practice of long standing. So in my household, we don't celebrate Christmas. However, I do share with my children, we can come up with our own traditions, which will be, in the beginning, a ritual. Whatever we decide to do, it will be a ritual until it becomes a tradition. Let's continue. Although not in every case, you can also come to the conclusion that ritual is repetition. Our subconscious mind is programmed through repetition. We have our kids count over and over until they remember how to count to 10. We also have them sing the alphabet until they remember it from A through Z. We use visual aids to help them remember information as well. In school, the alphabet is plastered above the blackboard, and we encourage them to use their fingers to learn how to count, add, and subtract. The ritual of repetition and visualization is the key in imprinting your subconscious memory. One of the goals of a ritual is to create or tap into a relatable emotion. Impacting the emotions is a big tool for imprinting the memory and connecting a mood with an object or event. If I manage to create a feeling about a situation for an individual, I can come close to predicting his or her behavior when I stimulate the feeling. If you drop the E from the word emotion, you get the word motion. The emotion is energy we use to get certain things done. When you see soda commercials, notice how they will show you family, home, joy, and things that come and things of that nature. You may even say, what in the world does this commercial have to do with drinking soda? What they are doing is linking emotion to the product. Each time you are missing home or are depressed, their soda, based on the images they feed you in their commercials, becomes a symbol of comfort or safety and will cheer you up by simply drinking it, or so they would hope. The same way you were taught to sing your alphabet to remember it is the same concept behind the commercial jingle, to imprint your memory. Remember your mother saying, how come you remember every song on the radio, word for word, but cannot remember your schoolwork? Repetition in song form is a very powerful and easy way to imprint your subconscious mind. The way it's done in movies is a bit different, but still, using the science of repetition, we call it stereotypes. Remember, a part of the definition of ritual is stereotype behavior. The example I plan to use besides religion is the greatest mind control device on the planet. Movies. Yes, movies. Using different actors to do the same things or same type of thing over and over as stereotype behavior is a ritual by its very definition. Black actors have been stereotyped and Black actors have been stereotyped the most in Hollywood movie rituals to date. I will expose this deeper as we move along through the chapters. But first, let's understand ritual fully. Ritual practices of any sort are used for mundane, everyday events like brushing your teeth, or on the more advanced side, in Hollywood movies released worldwide for control, manipulation, and social engineering of the masses. Social engineering of the masses. If we now know we can train the mind with repetition, stereotype, visualization, sound, or emotion, and these things fall under the definition of programming, we can then say certain actions can be repeated in movies for controlling our minds, for better or worse. For a child to learn his or her schoolwork or phone number through repetition would be a form of safe mind control, because this benefits your child's education and he can always call home if he or she gets lost or in trouble. The definition of the word ritual is easy enough for us to get in this simple context. Most people have a misunderstanding about the word ritual due to what has been shown to them on television or in movies. Hollywood shows people dressed up in robes with candles burning, trying to make contact with the devil. This is true. All this happens in real life, and what they are doing is ritual as well. They often show this in movies to make a dramatic point in the story. But this also serves to demonize and create misinformation about the word. I say that again because a lot of my melanated people believe this to be true. They often show this in movies to make a dramatic point in the story. But this also serves to demonize and create misinformation about the word. In short, the effect of this is this. If I was to say to the average person, I'm about to go do a ritual, he or she would think I'm about to sacrifice a lamb. Meanwhile, I was only referring to my Sunday walk in the park. If someone said to you, the media was doing mind control rituals on you, it would be hard for the average person to make the connection because the practical meaning has been distorted. Hollywood has already bottlenecked the definition to its extreme form. To do this would be to keep you out of your own power, your magic. The word ritual and magic go hand in hand. And if just that one word has been corrupted, it's enough to keep you out of your own science through fear. The word ritual and magic go hand in hand. And if just that one word has been corrupted, it's enough to keep you out of your science through fear. This is done by design, because this word ritual is connected throughout occult text. Moving forward, we now know you can call any repetitious behavior or stereotype a ritual to take away the fear of magic work. We're taking away the fear, y'all. Pulling the covers off. The more advanced or abstract rituals. Now that we have a basic understanding of what a basic ritual is, I'll mention a few other forms of ritual with quick definitions so we can move forward in exposing how TV and movies use ritual mind control methods against you. There are more advanced occult rituals designed to create a more powerful spiritual result. I'm going to read that again. There are more advanced occult rituals designed to create a more powerful spiritual result. A physical action designed to call upon the unseen world to bring its particular energy into this world and shape a reality to the will of the practitioner of the ritual. This would be a basic goal of an advanced ritual. These type of rituals can be just as harmless as the ritual of brushing your teeth, if you have pure intentions. As an individual, you can sit in the park, sip a certain wine on a certain blanket under a certain tree to write your stories. This type of physical ritual helps you tap into the unseen world or spirit world to bring down ideas to create your story. By adding all the physical elements, you set up a frequency between the two worlds, one that you know works for you based upon your past success. Your rituals help you to tap into the unseen, uncreated, or spiritual world, to bring it into creation, the physical world. Your thoughts or mind's eye act as an antenna. The more complex the creation, the higher your antenna reaches into the spirit world to bring it down to earth to create the reality you desire. What makes creation connected to the definition of advanced ritual is that you make something out of nothing. Something that only existed in the hidden world of your mind at first. And because of your ritual, you made it tangible. The group ritual. Group ritual is basically the idea that the more people you have, the more power in the ritual. For faster results, the group dynamic will be needed because the physical result you desire needs more energy that the individual can provide by himself. The group adds strength, and if you fall a bit short in your focus, the rest of the group will pick up the slack. As long as all are in the same frequency of the group's goal. For this example, many choose carefully who they allow in a group ritual and try to keep the group small. An example of this would be a group like Alcoholics Anonymous. The goal is to get you clean and to stay clean. The rules are the 12-step program and meetings, which are solid rituals that are designed to align you with the energy of what they call sober. You don't even have to understand what the ritual is for it to work on you. It's like a child that doesn't understand the ritual of brushing his or her teeth creates strong and healthy gums at first, but are just told to do so. All right, that was the group ritual. We're going to move to rituals of repetition in media. Rituals of repetition in media. It's getting juicy, y'all. So now that we understand the basic definition of ritual, let's relate ritual to Hollywood and how we are manipulated by the way of media through repetition. As discussed, ritual is used to line you up with an energetic frequency, which then becomes your agreed reality. A good idea for anyone would be to participate in a ritual that will benefit you. Going to the movies seemed like maybe a weekend ritual or event that helps you relax and enjoy yourself with your partner or kids. This is the simple ritual you are doing to relax. Hollywood has a different agenda altogether. What they need to do, like any form of media, is to make an impression through repetition of an image or a behavior stereotype. This works. Ever find yourself singing a song in your car that you hate? You heard it on the radio so much, like it or hate it, you remember it. Even though your conscious mind can tell someone 1,000 reasons why that song is bad, it still penetrated your subconscious mind. Therefore, you have just been mind controlled. So if Hollywood shows us the same negative image over and over, we never forget. We may have 1,000 reasons and complaints of why we don't watch certain shows. That doesn't seem to matter. Imagery has still penetrated our minds like the song we don't like but find ourselves singing. That Ricky Martin song, I never liked it at all, but it was played so much that by the time it was at the halfway point of its pop success, I knew almost every word. I would remember the time period for the rest of my life. And his song almost acts as a soundtrack that defines that era. So based on the repetitious impact of that song, I, like most people, connected to it in a time in my life, just like the song Thriller by Michael Jackson, which I liked. With the Ricky Martin song, I remember how I felt when it came on, the jokes that went on about his song, the dances, the clothes, and the reaction of the world during the time the song was out. All this over a song I couldn't stand. They played this everywhere, and because of that, it left its mark on my subconscious mind. This process extends way beyond Ricky Martin's or even Michael Jackson's talent. This is about a process or programming. It goes beyond the performer and speaks to the mind. The singer is just a tool, and so are the actors. In the movies, without the viewer being aware, they repeat certain patterns, showing certain key images to create a mood, much like the radio. For instance, take science fiction movies. For it to work, there are certain templates that are used to get a mood across. For sci-fi, a good example of a standard template is the future, another world or universe, alternative reality. Without these templates, it wouldn't really work as sci-fi. It would not be a very good movie if done in your current reality, because you wouldn't believe it. There are no flying cars outside when you leave the movie, but they could be possible in the future or on Planet X. So remember, if they keep doing the same thing over to create a result, it's a ritual by its textbook definition. Setting up template scenarios and template behavior is the key for Hollywood. When you see the same image of Black folks over and over, it becomes built into the template of your mind, setting a standard that echoes through reality day to day. Setting a standard that echoes through reality day to day is the agenda of mass media. This is a method of control. That's what they want, control. All people are victims of exploitation in one way or another. This includes all groups of people. The level and impact of victimization is a whole other story. I remember having a conversation in 1999 with a white fellow named Tom. I was talking about the mind control and how disgusting I found the Eddie Murphy show, The PJs. Tom and others sat through my rant about stereotypes and exploitation. Tom added he also got quite upset when he saw the Irish cops portrayed as head-scratching idiots all the time. Keystone cops like Chief O'Hara from the TV show Batman 1966, and so on. Sean, who was also listening, expressed that the show didn't use real claymation. He was quite upset about that. So I'm sure every type of group you can think of can find some form of complaint. The focus of this book is to emphasize the continuous ritual that creates a perpetual perception and image of Black people. If you cast an actor in a role or had a character type in mind when you were writing the script, that actor who was chosen is representing a group of people. What is portrayed in his role is commentary on the group he's representing. What I find is there is a clear agenda. The roles that are given to Blacks are always thought out and controlled with purpose. The Hollywood hierarchy understands this as well and sticks to this script when it comes to how Blacks are portrayed in movies. I have also seen up-and-coming directors, white and Black, who seem to get this ritual concept and actively participate in the process to prove they are worthy. They are worthy of bigger, more expensive movies based upon their understanding of the system of exploitation. Quentin Tarantino would be one example of a director that understands this ritual. We're going to stop there. We're going to continue in our next broadcast with what is a ritual. And the chapter we're going to continue on is the Hollywood ritual designed for Black men. You don't want to miss it. Peace, y'all.